You really have gotten lots better.
Well, thank
Certainly
you.
better.
I feel like I'm right on the edge of a big leap forward, but so much of it's theoretical. I need to do more playing to translate it into actual playing, but I'm on the edge. I can see a bunch of stuff opening up, so yeah.
Hey, you sound good, man. Get too much better, and you probably won't want to play with little old me.
I don't know. I got a long way to catch up with you, man. You've been better than me for a long time.
Check one, two.
It's been a while since I've done it.
Ghosts are all I know. Now the war is gone.
This is a song that needs to be played once, for me anyway. I need to play it once in a while.
I spaced on the words like
right. Two or well, three that's times. Okay though. You make up words like, you know, you improvise words better than anyone I know. We can try it again if you want. I think I'm ready now.
Okay. You want to?
Sure. If you yeah. I'd like to give it.
Thank you.
sure that a few more practice runs would improve that one innumerably, but I love the song.
Yeah, that was one of my... that was the first song I heard by now, and it was like I was completely sold. That whole album, really, it's just fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got lost on the chords, and rather than fake chords, I went to lead, and then there was some kind of modulation there that I couldn't catch, so...
Yeah, I don't know if it's modulation or not. I guess it goes from C to G.
Yeah.
Except of course that's not really what it goes from too.
But if it sounds right, so you know it's a valid set of chords. You're just harmonizing it differently than they do.
How about a little 12-bar blues in A?
Okay, sure.
Just to see if I haven't done 12-bar blues since the last time I played.
You guys do 12-bar blues at Rays?
No. we tend to go for the more trance sound. We actually have been doing a bunch of major stuff lately, which is kind of cool.
Bunch of what?
Major stuff. Like
major...
As in major keys.
Oh, okay.
Which is tricky to do without sounding cheesy, but...
Yeah. Lydian mode. That doesn't sound cheesy, does it?
Style. Yeah, I just whenever I go to play blues, that's what comes out.
It sounds sounds cool. It doesn't, you know, it's not the, it's not with this traditional, well, maybe it's more traditional than the traditional Buddhist, I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyway, once I figured that out, I was like, oh, okay, I can apply this.
I wonder if I could force myself to do minor.
Playing A major.
Okay.
sort of a hokey 12 bar sound. There's ways to spice it up, and I just go to that default hokey thing, you know.
Oh, I don't even know that I've worn my way into a default yet.
Right. Well,
The sawtooth might have been a touch excessive, although it was a lot out of fun to do that.
That was kinda cool.
Kind of mix it up.
Yeah, they added something, yeah. I just like the opportunity to play rhythm for you to solo, because usually I don't know the chords, so I end up like doing solo just for lack of anything else. So I like to be able to. I could. Well, I probably don't know enough of it. I was gonna play a song that this guy sent me to put guitar stuff over, but I don't know enough of it. Anyway, never mind. I could play a song, you know, that we do that you could.
Do you still remember Black Trees?
Yeah, well, I remember it. I don't.
Do I still remember Black Trees?
I was thinking. In fact, if we had had more time, I was going to bring my hard drive, but I doubt it's
my Mac is actually sick. I need to take it and get it looked at. One too many airplane rides.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been. Well, I've logged on. I don't know, enough frequent flyer miles that I now get free first class upgrades everywhere.
Really?
and so is it. And I seem to be holding up better than it is. So I need to take it down to the shop and have them take a look. I'm guessing it's going to be a couple $100 to fix, but you know, pricey computer. It made it through to getting the album recorded, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, have you seen the album?
No. Uh-uh. Yeah, I wanted to buy a copy if you've got free ones. I mean, got available ones. So you could help. You've had that a while. Could it be a battery? How much are you selling them for?
$7.
Okay. Cool.
It's. It could be. No, I don't think it could be a battery. It's possible, but it won't turn on.
It could be a battery.
And the switching power supply is making funny noises.
That's probably less likely to be a battery.
I'm thinking what happened is the power supply got sick and then ate the computer.
Oh, that would be bad.
Yeah, it happens.
So that could be more than $1,000 in theory.
I doubt it because it's just getting the power supply board inside the computer.
Oh, you say it, but if it ate the computer.
Oh, it would have eaten the internal power supply board.
Oh.
Like the motherboard, I'm sure, is still in one piece. Well, assuming the power supply, or assuming it's a well-designed computer, like the ones I use. And back when I took computers apart, they always had a separate power supply board. I can't imagine that the engineers would have gone downhill.
Yeah, they do. I've got a slightly older and slightly smaller version of yours, but I think it's similar enough. Yeah, I'm sure it's a separate board, because I've had mine apart many times. I'm afraid to turn it off now. I just let it run and it works fine.
Burning a whopping 10 watts, probably not a big work.
Exactly.
I'm seriously thinking of losing my main desktop in favor of a laptop now.
Oh, really?
Because laptops have gotten to where they seem like they're fast enough.
Yeah.
And the only machine that really needs to be a desktop with all the wattage that ensues is the gateway, the machine with all the hard drives in it.
Right. Well, there's so many options for getting music into a laptop. You know, you have a VCR body card or something. You know, there's actually affordable FireWire interfaces instead of just USB. Yeah. Well, they don't all have to be rack mounted.
Yeah, well, when you're doing the obscene numbers of channels, I'd like to be able to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a lot of fun doing the album. I don't think it's ever going to sell very well, but
that's not the point.
Yeah,
really.
That's not the point.
It's like if you want to have shows and you want to be able to sell an album there and build a fan base, you know, people really like it. They like to take away the album and that makes it more likely. It's as much a promo tool as it is an income source. You know,
and I sort of figure, you know, it's the first one. I'll get better at doing it. It all down here.
Cool.
Total budget for the album was $600.
had it duplicated, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how they did it exactly. I don't know if they burned it or if they pressed it. It's silkscreened. So that's kind of cool.
The album cover, you mean? Not the CD?
No, the CD itself is silkscreened.
Oh, the artwork on it.
Yes, the artwork on it. So it looks like a real CD.
Right, that's cool.
which means I suppose that I have a real record label.
What's your record label called? Do you have a name for it yet?
Unfortunately, my previous name is no longer valid, so I don't really know.
Well, not Brass Rat or anything like that.
Well, I think Brass Rat is Phoebe's. I think she's keeping it. It's normal, and it seems to be going away in the expected time frame, so.
I'm slowly but surely losing words, but they say it's normal when you turn 50, so. It's a downhill slide from the time you're born, basically. Was your van total?
Economically, it's total. It still drives, but.
I didn't see it out there as well.
No, it's still out there. You can look if you want. Oh, it's. Yeah, it's impressive to me that I walked away from that with no serious injuries.
And it was a rear end.
Yeah, it was a rear end collision, and it just really folded the lift gate up like quite a bit, warped the back sides, and
wow.
Just in general, like the lift gate will never open again. In fact, the latch and the lift gate back are that far from each other. So.
Do you have a seatbelt on? Belt and everything? Shoulder belt or whatever?
Always.
Yeah, that would have been huge if you had.
I don't know. All the acceleration was directly on my back, so probably not, except that, when the car came to a stop, I probably would have hit my head on the steering wheel, which would have sucked. Now, mostly I just whacked my head on the headrest thing, and then my neck was sore for a few days, my back was sore for a few weeks, and every once in a while it still twinges.
Right.
As a reminder, not to get rear-ended, I guess.
Yeah, that's the freakiest part, how do you avoid that? Take brake lights.
I swear I turned on my hazard flashers, as I usually do when stopping rapidly on the interstate. He just wasn't paying attention, I guess. I think he might have been talking on his cell phone. Thank you.
my picking dynamics.
Anything else on your mind?
What, have you been writing any stuff lately, or anything? Just your usual write-on-the-fly stuff.
Mostly my usual write-on-the-fly stuff. You'll find a couple of songs that I wrote on that CD, which, like, when you look on the credits, it says who wrote what. Or as much as you can tell in a jam band, it gets, it gets kind of nebulous, but... I don't know, I wrote a couple of pieces recently for people, but they were of the sorts of things that I'm going to have to go back and listen to a few times, like about 50, in order to store. Yeah, they're on my website if you're interested in such things.
Cool, yeah, I've been for a while, but... Did you ever get any of that stuff mixed from that time you did the multi-track out at Steve's?
No, it did get rescued. It's on my big disc, which I guess is upstairs. So, but I never got around to mixing it because I got involved in other things. I should probably do that sooner.
It's hard to do everything you want to do, isn't it?
Yes, there's a major shortage of hours.
Right. An ambition. Even when I have the time, sometimes I just don't have the energy. You know, some of this stuff you just got to have the right energy for, otherwise it just doesn't work. So, yeah. I know the feeling well.
Now that is a noise gate or something.
Oh, that's a volume. That's a volume operated.
Yeah, they turn off if they don't get a signal for a while.
Okay.
Which is kind of nice. Thank you.
Yeah, we should have some interesting stuff. I'll throw it up on the website.
I'd appreciate it. Yeah, I'd like to just play with that as a solo exercise.
Yeah, see, we need a bass player and a drummer, and then we'd actually have like a little combo going on.
Seriously? Well, I'd still like to get. I mean, Skitch is a fairly decent bass player. I mean, he seems he's always looking to jam, so that's why I thought if the three of us could get something occasionally jamming, it would really be good for all of us, I think.
I'm all for it. I mean, you see how difficult it is to get me to jam.
Yeah, right. It's just the scheduling that's hard for all of us, I think. Yeah,
yeah. But I'm always up for anything that I can manage to schedule in.
Right. Well, I really enjoy playing with you because you are perfectly happy to just play stuff, and I can solo, and it's not like, you know, come on, when's it my turn? And you do your own thing, right? It sounds cool, so that makes it fun.
Yeah, well, it's entertaining.
Yeah, right.
Which is, I think, the way it's supposed to be, at least until they start paying us.
And then if it isn't, then you have to decide if it's worth it.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be like.
I think it'd be entertaining to be paid for playing music. I could live with it.
It would be nice to at least get to the point where it wasn't a money-losing operation.
Yeah, right.
Although, I will certainly admit that in there is over the top by anyone's standards, but...
But that's not the point.
Yeah, in that particular case, the point is to do something for free that people have been charging for, because it ought to be free.
Right.
I just have to figure out the last details of how to do that without getting anyone killed, and...
Right. Yeah. Probably hiring the Hells Angels like the Stones did way back when is not the answer. You know that whole story about...
We actually had a couple of bikers for the beginning of Fluffy Bunny, and they did a great job, but they had to go home at some point.
Yeah, maybe that whole seems different too.
Yeah, this is Seattle. I don't know that the Hell's Angels are exactly what we have here.
Yeah, you're right.
I think we have more kind of the Purgatory's Angels.
You're right. There's so many lawyers that go out and pretend to be Hell's Angels on the weekend, you know, weekend rebels. Self-respecting bikers that probably cut their hair and bought Maseratis or something.
You have to find new ways to rebel now. Well, I think they change it every week, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I'm thinking that if I cut out right now, you got people coming in 15 minutes, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I've had a great time, and I think I want to stop while I'm ahead, because the earlier stuff, I was really getting upset with myself, so...